Welcome back to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. if anybody's listening out there, I hope there is a group, and I hope you call in today. I don't have a lot planned, but I'm sure we'll think of something. And I do want this to be a talk show and to have callers, so feel free to call in. And it really is important to support RBN. It is true what these commercials say. And this, all patriots really need support. I know guys that they work hard, and then they'll spend thousands of dollars going to Las Vegas. You know, and they come back. You know, you come back, all you have is a little less money, and, you know, okay, some stories about how you got trashed and all of that, and then you're just right back where you were, you know. Looks like people should feel more responsible and like they're getting something of value if you support people who are trying to get the truth out and to educate people, so you can actually deliver yourself, deliver the community, deliver our society to some kind of lawful existence where we can all be friends and we can have our lives and liberties and possessions protected. But it doesn't seem like there's a lot of that going on. How do you get to the point where you pull out a shotgun and shoot it through the windshield of a police officer's squad car before the guy, before the policeman even gets out of the car? I mean, I don't watch the news anymore. I mean, I get, believe it or not, the kind of stuff that people watch on the news, my wife and my son watch some of that, and then they tell me that at dinner time, you know, and because I just don't listen to, I don't do this mainstream news anymore at all. I don't do it. I just don't do it. It's poison. It is everything they report is ill reported. It is using the wrong terminology. So it connects wrong concepts with what is going on. Like, for instance, this the other thing going on is right here in San Antonio. I'm in Seguin, Texas, but in San Antonio, there at the Freeman Coliseum, they're getting 500 children from you know, I call them illegal aliens. That's what they are. They're not Americans, so they're aliens. They're from somewhere else. And with 500 of them in one day come in, and there's more coming. These are children, and all they have the pastors out there, you know, we're here to minister to them. We want to take care of this. We're having a crisis, a border crisis. No, we're not having a border crisis. We're having a tyranny crisis. We have an unlawful government crisis that is not doing what it is supposed to do. And it actually causes all these problems. If you open your borders and ring the dinner bell and say that you're going to have all these things for you when you get here, that is not responsible protection of the people of the United States of America. It is illegal, unlawful government doing illegal and unlawful things. And what kind, let's talk about responsibility, okay? Are we responsible for all the children of the world? Is America, are the American citizens responsible for the well-being of all the children in the world? No, that's impossible, isn't it? We cannot do that. Not only that, where are the parents of all these so-called children, these children that come up here? Where are their parents? Let's talk about the morality of parental responsibility. What kind of a savage group of people allows 500 children to wander up to the southern border of the United States? What kind of people is that? Are these educated people? Are these people that know how to protect life, liberty, and property from those who would take it from you? I mean, we've lost our minds, and we're using wrong terms. And that's where the mass media cartel excels, in describing something inaccurately with all the wrong terms and words. So they actually remove the solution to the problem by misnaming it, by calling it something else. These people, for God's sakes, are not undocumented immigrants. No, they're illegal aliens. That's the thing you need to get in your mind. If you think of these people as immigrants, the immigrant is a lawful thing. Immigrating somewhere is a lawful thing to do. You apply for entrance and you do that and you get accepted and you go in. That's an immigrant. That's somebody. And I'm not even sure there is anything called an undocumented immigrant. I mean, an immigrant by the term is essentially something that's approved. It's you've been approved for entry as an immigrant. I was a landed immigrant of the nation of Canada. I wasn't an illegal alien. I didn't sneak across the border of Canada. I got a landed immigrant status of the nation of Canada. You can do that. You can move between nations and seek to become a citizen or do various things, and you do that lawfully. You don't swim across the river. You don't jump a fence. You don't do any of that stuff. You go through the channels. And I'm just sick of hearing about all that, and sick of trying to, that we're supposed to feel guilty and responsible for all these children. And now there's more of them coming. They're going to fill up the Coliseum. They got I understand they're renting hotels to put these people in. I mean, it's insane. And I also understand we still have troops up in Washington, D.C., guarding the Capitol where nobody's at. All the scaredy cats, scared of the flu, they're all at home on Zoom and wearing masks, three or four of them, sequestered and quarantined, self-quarantined when they don't even have it. They don't even know if they have it. A disease you have to test to know if you have it is something you shouldn't be afraid of. If you have to, I saw a sign out there yesterday on some places said free COVID testing. Well, I mean, that's like, I want a bumper sticker that says free brain test and frontal lobotomy. I mean, if you don't feel bad, what are you doing? What are you testing for something for? I mean, we've been sold just, are we just going to let the mass media cartel tell us anything? And we just, oh, yeah. And people are still wearing these things. They're still wearing masks. The governor has lifted the ban, and we're still wearing the mask. It's unbelievable. You know, people have gotten so used to conformity and compliance that they pride themselves on it. They pride, and you know, there's a term for that. It's called a tyrannophile, a lover of tyranny. I just can't get enough tyranny. Give me some more, because let me tell you what, I can conform more and better, and I can comply faster and quicker and more efficiently and better than my neighbor can. And isn't that our contest? Let's conform. Let's be compliant. No, that is not it, folks. That is the wrong way. That is the wrong path. That is a coward. That is a chicken. That is a go-along-to-get-alonger. These are the very bad, the worst things that we learn about growing up is that kind of stuff. And what do? We grow up to be adults, and we're that very kind of thing. I know an accountant, on his card, he's got a compliance consultant. Do you need a compliance consultant? Why not a liberty consultant? How about a protect your property consultant? How can you better protect your property? You know, the purpose of public education in Article 7, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, it says the purpose of public education is to teach the student how to defend their life and liberty. And, of course, that means property. Because life, liberty, and possessions are the three types of property. So what do they do to protect your property and how to teach you how to do that? They confiscate your property and make you pay for public education through a continual, eternal rent on your property. This is a slap in the face. This means there's no way that Texas can educate your kids. No way. They cannot do it because the very process of paying for it destroys the purpose of public education. The purpose of public education is to teach you how to defend your property consisting of life, liberty, and possessions. And we've turned into vassal subjects and serfs in order to defend our property. I mean, how far can we go with this stuff? I mean, at some point, and that's back to, let's support the patriots that we know that are trying to educate people. And RBN, let me tell you, I'm happy to be here. I think RBN is a fantastic deal, and I hope that listeners and I hope people can turn their friends on to this and get people listening and supporting the RBN network. It's a fantastic deal. Anyway, so I think I've blown my stack about the border a little bit. Speaking of that, when I went to some rally a few years ago, and I live streamed some of the people that were there, and I interviewed some people. I interviewed a woman that was ahead of RAZA, and I don't even know what that stands for, but we were talking about closing the border and preventing illegal aliens from entering. And there were a bunch of Hispanic people there that were talking the same stuff. Not all Hispanics are for this constant influx of Hispanics, illegal aliens into the country. But anyway, this particular lady, though, she said that these people are not from another planet. You know, I mean, she was thinking that, you know, alien would mean you'd have to be something like Hollywood. You know, you have to have three horns and an elephant trunk and all of that kind of stuff. Please, can you really be that stupid? and she's ahead of a big organization like RASA. So anyway, now the next tyrannical thing I'd like to talk about to prove that we no longer have lawful government in America is this wonderful, warm, and cozy term called gun control. Well, let's just be quite frank and honest about the term gun control and what it is. Gun control is illegal. It is unlawful. Should we be talking about prostitution? What would you call it? Prostitute. I can't even think of a term that would be so twisted as gun control. It would be like lunch control. Do we need lunch control? Maybe love control. Protection control. Now, let me tell you, there's too much protection. There's too much protection of life and liberty in this country. We need protection control. Let's cut back on all that protection. Well, it's insane what people are passing off as something legitimate that we can talk about. And the Texas Congress has hearings on gun control. Well, they ought to be arrested. If we had really lawful government, even getting together and talking about gun control would be like getting together and talking about planting a bomb in the Capitol. I mean, that's really the nature of that. It's the destruction of the state and the destruction of the people's society and what protects them. And we talk about it like it's a-okay, like this is okay, you know, this is immoral. No, it's not moral, it's immoral. It's detrimental, it's destructive to the state and to the people and their property. Gun control. You ought to be arrested immediately for even saying the phrase. I mean, if they have all these phrases, terrorism or planning a bomb, they ought to be looking for these people that are talking about gun control. They ought to be locked up. And people that also, here's another one, people that go around and like there's a shooting incident, you know. And some of these, let's face it, folks, the more you look into some of them, they're a hoax. And then the people are talking about gun control right after one of these incidents where somebody shoots several people. And then what that is? That's the use of harm to alter public policy. And just because you're not the one that did the shooting doesn't mean that you're not part of a conspiracy to alter public policy, which is the right to own and to keep and bear arms. Now you're using the violence of someone else to alter the policy, to confiscate it, to disarm people so that they are defenseless against tyranny. This is outrageous. I mean, all of this has gotten to be outrageous proportions, and we're sitting around the dinner tables and the television sets talking like, you know, this is ordinary stuff. Like this is a-okay. We've all these people have just become tyrants. They're tyrannophiles, all of them. They're dangerous. Their terminology and brain set, their mindset is dangerous to themselves and others. That's why it's vitally important to support people who are telling the truth about these things, about the Constitution, about what these things really mean. Well, we'll be back shortly right after this break. We'll be right back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But it's home to me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk alone.
Yeah, it does get lonely as a patriot out here too, doesn't it? I'm sure a lot of you know what I'm talking about. Things get tough when you're a patriot. And I don't want to, that's a much used word, and misused. What I mean by patriot is somebody who learns, who studies the principles of property that all lawful government is based upon, to determine its limits of authority, the means of its support, and the terms of its dissolution. And people that study that begin to fall out of favor with many groups, including the main parties, Republicans and Democrats and all that kind of stuff. You know, if you spent, I know people that spend lots of money on these races, you know, political races. And every year, every 4 years, especially in a presidential election, they just get swooped up in this stuff. And they pay lots of money for their candidate to win. And tons, I mean tons of money is spent on this stuff. And that's another sign that what we're doing these days is electing monarchs. And our forefathers called that an elective monarchy. And they said that elective monarchs is the worst form of monarchy that exists. I mean, if we're going to have presidents that can alter the direction of the country, can alter the law of the country and what it's all about, then that's really a monarch. Because see, we don't have a monarchy. We have a republic that is based upon law. And electing somebody should not be the alteration of the course of society. That should be maintained by the law. And all these people we elect should just be simply maintaining that and continuing that and executing that and adjudicating that so that we can maintain the law, not somebody's whim or somebody's vision. And you know these things they call the State of the Union address? You know what those really are? That's a state of mind address. That should be called the President's State of Mind address. Well, who cares about somebody's state of mind? I mean, the State of the Union should be, if a president was to give a real State of the Union, it'd be the shortest address ever known. It's one word, dissolved. The State of the Union is dissolved, period. I don't care what you're dreaming about or thinking about or any of that. The evidence before us is dissolution. The terms of the Constitution have been altered by law without approval by the people or their states. That means it's dissolved. And when the government is dissolved, it is tyrannical, and everything it does is tyranny because they exercise power without authority. That's where we are today. And electing people cannot alter that. Electing new people to sit in dissolved government doesn't do anything. You just elected a new group of tyrants. So any time they do something, they've exercised power without authority. So another problem we have in the country is we have like a cult, a Constitution cult. That they've made Constitution their God, but they haven't protected it. The only way you can protect a constitution is to maintain its authority, to maintain its conformance to its provisions. Okay, well, we'll get into this a little more. I'll just keep my rant going, and please, somebody call in and stop me. Somebody stop me. Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I've been thinking about a fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame. For the love that's deep inside us now is still the same. And the sound you make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down.
Fantastic. Julie really knows how to crank me up and get me rolling like I need that today. Even that little phrase, I think that was a Moody Blues. That's what that sounded like to me. She's going to type me. James Vancouver. Oh, he's calling. Okay, let me get into this. And yes, it was. She says, yes, that's Moody Blues. And that one of the phrases in there, we're not to blame. I used to believe that we were to blame for all this tyranny. But, that's another lie they want you to believe, that we're irresponsible and we're guilty for letting tyrants alter the Constitution without our approval. And while we were working and trying to do things, they get to cheat. And it's up to us to always maintain the Constitution. No, it isn't. Let me put that to bed. That's also false. People that are in government, that is their main job, is to maintain the Constitution and the provisions of it and maintain conformity to it. If they're going to exercise authority on our behalf and be our representatives, they have to do that. That's their job, not our job. Our job is just to tell them to watch and make sure that they do that occasionally, but that's not ultimately us. Ultimately, it is those who are exercising the authority. If they can't prove that they are in constant conformity to the terms of it, then they can't exercise their authority. So all we have to say is, I'm sorry, here it is. You haven't conformed to the provisions of the Constitution, and you've altered them by law without our permission. Therefore, sir, we don't have a Constitution. We don't. It's dissolved, and you can't represent us. You can't do it, and it's your fault because you didn't maintain it. It was your job to do that. Okay, well, it's good to have a caller, and I don't want to make them wait another second. It's James from Vancouver. How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what. First off, it's international banking cartels that are bringing those people in there.
I agree 100%. Yeah. Keep going.
Well, this is a strategy I've said before that comes out of Machiavelli's book, The Prince. One of the most powerful weapons, he says, is culture. And, well, you have that cultural force of this and this, and everything is interacting, and it takes the fabric out of the society. In physics, we talk about entropy, the entropy of mixing. Entropy meaning chaos and disorder.
Yes.
And what they want to do now, I hear, is they want to fly them up from the Rio Grande up to the Canadian border and bring them in here.
You're kidding.
What are we doing? That's what I hear.
They want to fly them. Now, see, children cannot fly themselves. See, all of this means that this is being orchestrated by some powerful entities, because children don't come hundreds of miles and come into the southern border. All of this stuff is orchestrated. And you're right. I mean, how could kids fly themselves up to the southern border of Canada?
Well, you've got to have a transport to do that.
Somebody's got to pay for that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know people who can get a C-130 in 15 minutes because they got the connections. All right? And probably it's running on government gasoline, and the pilots are being paid by the government. The government. And you can start a war with a C-130.
Absolutely.
All you got to do is load it up with the munitions or whatever and drop it by parachute into some country that's unstable. And in one or two days, you're going to have the capital attack. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's going on here locally is Monday afternoon, these geniuses passed an edict saying no more dining inside a restaurant around here. There's 2,500,000 people in the Vancouver area. Now, how the hell is that going to work? You can go to,
I know, it's crazy, man. You mean that's still going on up there? You still have a mask mandate there?
Yeah. But this edict was passed Monday this week around 3:30 in the afternoon, okay?
They're
doing that because you talk about tyranny. They're trying to terrorize people into taking this stupid so-called vaccines. This is what they want.
You're right.
Okay?
You're right.
Now, yeah. they're saying, well, oh, we got a rise in COVID. Oh, it's gone up. Oh, yeah, we got a problem. And yeah, you know, because people are inside the restaurant and that's how it's spreading. No, people are in the restaurant talking about whether or not to take that stupid shot. That's what they're in there talking about. If they were in their churches, if they let them in the churches, that's exactly what they'd be talking about in the basement after church having coffee, and they'd get it all straightened out. But they want to isolate everybody, see?
I wish you were right about these churches. The people I hear about in church, they're all conformists, and they all have their mask, and they paint crosses on them and cute little flowers, and they'll be the church is into this conformity stuff too. I don't get it, man. If they started preaching and teaching the gospel in these churches, they'd be dangerous.
Well, this is, again, they're being run by some kind of United Nations Pope in Rome. I was raised a Catholic, okay?
Uh-huh.
I was raised a Catholic. I wouldn't give you 10 cents for that Pope, okay? I come from my mother's side are Americans, all right? So they had the tradition of talking about politics. It didn't matter. They talked things out. My father's side came from Europe, and you didn't talk politics, but you sure wanted to get a lot of money and stuff like that. I mean, it was every day was a big fight, okay?
Yes, yes.
I'm taking the side of people. The side I'm taking is called common sense.
Yes.
Where the hell has common sense gone to?
Boy, you got that right.
Where are people's brains? I left this place more than 30 years ago in 1983, and I spent 30 years in Asia, and I came back to this mess. Those people in China are not taking refugees or illegal aliens. I can tell you that right now. They're not going on with this.
Yes.
You can't get into Taiwan or China or places like that saying, well, yeah, I'm just here. Take care of me. They'll look and go, what? You know?
Yeah, you're out of here. We'll fix that. We'll get you out of here right now.
And everyone here has been dumbed down into thinking that, oh, no, you're guilty of something. You're white, or you got to help these people. We got to do something because, well, someone on the TV said so, and, well, I don't want to look, you know, I don't want to look bad. I don't want to be, so I just go along with it, see?
Yeah, you don't want to be a hateful person. You don't want to be filled with hate. Well, let me tell you, it's not hateful to defend the life, liberty, and property of the people. I mean, that's not hateful. What happened to the Declaration of Independence the whole United States was based on was Declaration of Independence, not the Declaration of World Unity. We didn't want any part of the world unity, and no other nation should want that either. It should be nations interacting with nations in their own best interest, every one of them.
Like in my grandfather's day, my grandfather was from Nebraska, okay? Everybody called him an isolationist because he didn't want to get involved in World War II. Oh, you're an isolationist. Mm-hmm. Or they said, well, he's against progress. You see how they do it? He's against progress. Progress to where? Where? Progress to hell?
That's right. Our change. The one they use around here is change. Like any kind of change is good. Where did that come from? If you want to talk about change, I want to know where we're going.
Well, we're going to hell is where we're going.
Got it.
You know, my best friend got that vaccine Sunday morning, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting till see what happens. I'm going to be checking him every day. Asked him why he did it. I don't know. He did it for certain reasons. I think he did it because he felt guilty about something. And then I asked him, I said, well, how many people are there? Like, what's going on? He says, oh, the lineups are 50 people deep. Can you believe it?
I can't. I can't believe they can get anybody to line up. And the fact that they've got them now where it's a drive through, it's lines and lines of cars, and they give these shots in the arm. Well, my niece got one the other day, and she's a veterinarian, and they shot it into her shoulder, and that was been 5 months ago, and she's in therapy. She can't lift a 1 pound weight with her arm. It's crazy. I mean, this is totally crazy, and people have gone for it, and only for one reason. The mass media cartel, it just seems to have, I call it, it's like the end time where you cannot shut the mouth of Satan. The saints cannot shut the mouth of Satan. This is it, folks. The mass media cartel is the mouth of Satan, and we can't seem to stop it.
You see, what those vaccines do, or what that powerful mRNA does is, it destroys the DNA's ability to create the enzymes your body needs to run properly, okay? Now, it depends where it's going to start ripping up the DNA. What it does is it edits the DNA. And by the way, they gave two idiots a Nobel Prize in 2020 for this gene editing, okay?
Uh-huh.
Two women, one out of Berkeley and the other out of France, right? And I can tell you right now that those two women did not develop this technology. Other people did. But what they do is they use people like those two women as a front and say, oh, yeah, she's so cute. She's so this and she's so that and she's so brilliant. They've been doing this for years. Those vaccines are developed by a very, very strict operation where if you could interview the bench chemist, they would be shot tomorrow, okay? To work in that operation, you got to sign a contract that's like 100 pages with a 50-page rider, and if you even breathe one word, you're toast, okay? That's how it works. I'm in this business. I'm a geneticist. I know this stuff.
You're a geneticist?
Yes,
really?
But I've been doing it for 22 years. Okay, but I'm not gene editing anybody. I'm simply correcting mutations, okay? I'm not hurting anybody.
Right.
And I can do stuff that the doctors in the hospital can't even do. They can't even do because it's illegal to do, but it cures stuff.
Yes.
James,
that's fascinating. I didn't know all that. By the way, I lived in Vancouver for a while. It's a beautiful place. And I hope you don't get that shot, that potion or whatever that concoction is. And I hope your friend does all right. And thanks for calling. That was super, man. Thank you, James.
All right. Well,
appreciate it.
Take care. Yeah, I know.
Wow, that was very good. I'm sure we have a break coming up sometime here. But I can't believe this. Mark Anderson, by the way, had a really great show on the other day. I want you to watch that. He interviewed this Brian, I can't remember his last name, from the UK, for the UK column. And that guy got into detail about a lot of injuries in the UK as a result of these so-called vaccines. I don't really know. I've been told you can't call them a potion either because you drink potions. I don't know what to call this stuff. Poison, I guess. Oh, Brian Garish. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. His name is Brian Garish. Well, I haven't listened to the whole show. I listened to about the first 20 minutes or so. It's really good. I'm going to listen to the rest of it. But anyway, I probably need a good, strong shot of Oxy Silver right now, too, so I can get that loving stuff going. Easter is coming up. The resurrection's coming up. 40 days after that, we got the ascension coming up. And that's good stuff. That's the real law. That's the kingdom of heaven on earth that we can all get into. We can all go through the door that Christ opened in his death, resurrection, and ascension. And I want to be thinking about that because that's eternal. That's the only real eternal contract, or what you'd call it, the New Deal, the Testament, that's active on the world forever, eternally. So that's something good to think about. The governments come and go. Constitutions are created and dissolved, but the kingdom of heaven is here eternally. Be right back in a few minutes. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
I'm talking to you, come on.
great tune there. Another good tune. Julie keeps it going pretty nice. I like to listen to that. Anyway, I was thinking I'd like to have some guests on our show, and I'll be looking for some guests in the future. But another thing is I really don't want to have guests on here that at least not many of them anyway, that I don't agree with. And it would be kind of counterproductive in a way to have guests and then have them doing something that I know is faulty. And already I've had some guests that I like them and stuff like that, but I wouldn't say everything they've said is something that I would advocate or even agree with myself. And so in other words, I may be speaking about principles and things like that more than having guests that I would later on feel like I'd have to do a show to point out some what I think would be errors in what they say. So anyway, I'm just happy to have a show at all and be able to speak to people about what is going on in this place and what are the real principles that we ought to be thinking about and how to institute them and how to obtain lawful government. And that's why I called the show this, Search for Lawful Government. We need to look for it because we certainly don't have it now. We don't live under it now. And what does it take to get there? We certainly know that it's not electing people to sit in one that's dissolved. It can't be those kinds of things because it doesn't work. And these party, even the party system, the two-party thing is just keeping this mess going. And I even get email now, do you still support Trump? I mean, you know, Trump's an okay guy. He's an okay guy, but I even have people that tell me that Trump's going to put together all this stuff. We need to think about lawful government, and we'll see you Thursday, day before Good Friday. Thank you. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.